Jesus, I guess, is to be more specific. The St. Luke continuation of the story of the cleansing of the temple includes this passage for discussion. And he went into the temple and began to cast out them that sold therein and them that bought, saying unto them, It is written, My house is the house of prayer, but ye have made it a den of thieves. And he taught daily in the temple. But the chief priests and the scribes and the chief of the people sought to destroy him, and could not find what they might do, for all the people were very attentive to hear him. And it came to pass that on one of those days, as he taught the people in the temple and preached the gospel, the chief priests and the scribes came upon him with the elders and spake unto him, saying, Tell us, by what authority doest thou these things? Or who is he that gave thee this authority? And he answered and said unto them, I will also ask you one thing, and answer me. The baptism of John, was it from heaven or of men? And they reasoned with themselves, saying, If we shall say from heaven, he will say, Why then believed ye him not? And if we say of men, all the people will stone us, for they be persuaded that John was a prophet. And I comment that since class begun, power has let their fear rule them. And this is an illustration of Proudhon's words, that which in this instance obscures our duty is our power, a foresight which causing us to fear an eventual danger impels us to usurpation and makes us robbers and murderers. Continuing, and they answered that they could not tell whence it was. And Jesus said unto them, Neither tell I you by what authority I do these things. Then began he to speak to the people this parable of the wicked husbandmen who coveted and killed for a vineyard that was not theirs. And the chief priests and the scribes, the same hour, sought to lay hands on him, and they feared the people, for they perceived that he had spoken this parable against them. And I comment since class begun, those who strove to stoke the courage of the people to rise against it before prophecy ruled moot, their subtlety spoke in parable and poem, metaphor and song, in short, were forced into a delicate dance to do what the earth called them to. This is the position of artists across class time. But too much is now at stake to indulge the illusion that subtlety as to vision can lay down with commitment and we stand up whole and claim our bodies are our own. Or pretend that our subtlety protects us from paranoid power. When it's just the opposite, they will go after you just to keep you from saying the obvious, that getting free, an end to the coerced work system, is within our reach, that it cannot be done except globally, that it can only be done by associating globally and withdrawing our energy, decommissioning the system, and sharing these discussions as broadly as you can reach. If you make this inherent freedom of humans stated thus, your raison d'etre, it will inspire all of us to rise up, and the ancestors will back it.